Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, Randy Floyd. Floyd Financial Group is with us today and host of Show Me the Money, which airs every weekend right here on KSGF. And wanted to talk a little bit about it, coronavirus and the markets. I mean, they're just wild swings. And in fact, one of those swings was the single largest upswing ever in the history. And it's just so crazy right now. But before we do talk about that and whether people need to freak out, financially freak out, if you would just tell people a little bit about yourself.
Sure, no problem, Nick. Again, my name is Randy Floyd. I'm the founder of Floyd Financial Group. I founded the company roughly 20 years ago. Basically, the idea was to help give people unbiased advice when it came to financial planning and that sort of thing. And over the years, of course, the company has morphed from a very small entity when we started to where today we're of substantial size. So we're very happy to be here. We love being on KSGF and being able to bring a show to people every week. It's just really fun for us to do.
Yeah, I'm a little biased towards radio. I think it's fun too. So, it just gives you an opportunity to really explain things. And with news and television itself, there are a lot of you're very confined, and I get that to the format. So this is a great one, well, for me, but for you as well, to be able to really do that, get deep and in-depth, and to talk about things such as coronavirus. And,
sure.
And it is interesting, as somebody that's an observer, just watches how things play out, not necessarily understanding why, and recognizing that we've been through other viruses before. I mean, you can list off swine flu, bird flu, all of these. People are like, oh, yeah, that's right, I remember those. But it doesn't seem as if the market was impacted as much. Maybe it was, and I just forgot. So what does cause this, and do people need to really worry? What should they do, if anything at all?
Sure. Those are really great questions. And so without getting too far off into the weeds, we will try to address some of those situations. I think it's important that people need to realize that in today's world, with news as it is, it travels so quickly that what happened yesterday in Albania, we know about today, you know, and we're used to you didn't find out for 6 months or a year. So today, everything is so much faster, and that's why we're seeing such wild swings. A couple of things I would tell people, the coronavirus is one of those things that we call a black swan event. So what's a black swan event? Basically, it's something that doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it has substantial magnitude. So we always look at things like that. What, you know, if this does happen, you know, what is the magnitude of it? Now, I will tell you, on the coronavirus, nobody really knows yet. It's too early to tell. We don't have a vaccine. They're telling us it's probably 12 months out, maybe even 18. So here's how I look at it. We're going to have to learn to deal with this thing, basically live through it, most likely. A couple of things that have already happened. We know in China and around the globe, people are shutting down business. Now, Nick, I will tell you this, that the truth of the matter is most people in America today, if they had to go 2 or 3 months without a paycheck, they would not survive. So the supply line is the thing that becomes a problem here. So we know the auto industry had shut down a lot. There's been a lot of things across the country. If we start shutting down schools and systems, it's going to get pretty interesting pretty quick for people. So I don't want to panic people and incite panic. Here's what I will tell you. There will be a way through this. There always is, and we will figure it out. Just some history, if you want to. You know, since 1928, a bull market is an up market, right? Mm-hmm. That's when things are going well. This particular bull market we just came through lasted almost 132 months, which is a record, by the way, okay? But there's been There's been 54 bull markets since 1928. Okay. There's been 22 bear markets since 1928. Generally, the bull markets last a little longer than the bear markets, and bear market is 20% correction. A correction is only 10% movement. So we've moved about 10 or 12% to the max. So we're in correction territory, and we were actually overdue. So the coronavirus may have been an extra convenient reason for this to happen.
Well, and I was going to add, because I when I hear correction, again, layman, I think, oh, it is getting things to where they naturally should be. Whereas when I see a coronavirus, it seems to me as a disruption of right. the way things otherwise would be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So again, we don't know what the actual impact of the coronavirus is going to be yet. That's going to just continue to play out. But here's what I would tell people, even though the market is up today, and for some people they called it the Bernie flu that we got over last night when Mr. Biden is most likely going to win that nomination, not to get political, but he's probably going to, the coronavirus is still alive and well and with us, and will be probably into September, I would say even October of this year, because it's going to take a while for the supply line to catch up on this. But know this, if you've got a financial advisor, talk to them about what's going on. We've been in heavy communication with our clients, letting them know that we're going to work through this, and we've made specific moves inside portfolios to protect our clients. Remember this, if you don't spend money out of a depreciated dollar, it'll eventually rally back. The market always comes back. It has for the last 100 years. If you're a youngster, and what I call a youngster is somebody between 25 and 60, yeah. If you're still working, probably 25 to 50 is what we're looking at. If you're still working and you're funding a 401k, this is a blip on the radar for you. Mm-hmm. Keep funding. Keep doing what you're doing. Do not change anything. This too shall pass. As you get closer to retirement, 5 years, 10 years out, then you'll want to really relook at your portfolio and see what risks are built into your current structure.
We're talking with Randy Floyd, Floyd Financial Group. Before, because I do want to make sure for those that maybe don't have an advisor, they aren't planning as they should, that they know how to get a hold of you for any advice on that. But before we do that, anything else at all that you want listeners to know?
You know, again, I think it's not time to panic. Mass hysteria doesn't help anybody.
Yes, we've never heard of a scenario where like things would have been much worse if it hadn't been for the panic that ensued.
One thing that I will tell you is, you know, the last thing that most people will remember is the crisis that we had in 2007, 8, and 9 when the market went down 53%.
Wow.
Which means that if a market goes down 50%, it's got to come back 100% to break even, right? So here's what you need to know. From March 9th of 09 through 2/19 of 2020, the market rallied and grew 400%. Mm-hmm. And guess what? When this passes, and it will pass, we'll have a similar scenario on the other side.
Well, it sure is nice to have you. Makes it all feel... And I honestly, as somebody that's, I guess, considered middle age, I don't even think about this in terms of 401k, because I know those swings, those patterns. And so hopefully more people are less, you know, they're not panicked,
right?
Because they do understand it and they get it. And of course, maybe that's just the short attention span that we seem to have also. But hey, you know, if you can get something good out of that, right?
Absolutely. One last thing I would like to throw out if I could. So 1974 was a pivotal year for investing. That was when the Employee Retirement Income Security Act was put into place, which created the 401k and the IRA as we know them today. The interesting thing about that is since that time, whenever markets move and change, and I'm talking about the bull market, the upside, the least amount of growth after a bear market out of all of those times since 1974, of which there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those, the least amount of growth after a bear market was 100.5%.
Right. Well, again, worst was good. Right?
That should give people assurance that
absolutely.
It's going to be all right.
All right. So people, maybe they don't have any sort of financial planning or they have any sort of questions. How is it that they contact Floyd Financial Group?
Yes, we have a website, floydfinancialgroup.com. That's floydfinancialgroup.com. And for those of you that may not know, that's like Floyd Mayweather if you're younger. It's Floyd the Barber if you're older. And it's Pink Floyd if you're kind of in the middle.
All right.
Okay. And then you can also reach us at the office at 417-889-7233. That's 417-889-7233.
All right. Randy Floyd, host of Show Me the Money, airing every weekend here on KSGF with Floyd Financial Group. I'm Nick Reed. Thank you, sir.